The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern visits Wisconsin on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's just go right to questions, please.
We'll open the call now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I was curious about your take on opposing locker rooms. You know, Coach Harbaugh had some pointed comments yesterday, and some other coaches around the league supported that. I'm curious what you thought and about the situations or the conditions of those locker rooms.
Hey, Jeremiah, you know, I haven't really thought about it. To be quite honest with you, you kind of go into your pre-game routine on Fridays and travel, and that's part of the experience when you go on the road. We've been fortunate to play in a lot of really iconic venues, and you know, I think part of the tradition is the uniqueness to every stadium. So I've never really thought too much about it, except we have a plan for every place we go. Sometimes you know, the air conditioning just doesn't work real well, so you bring some extra fans, or if you're anticipating cold, you bring some extra heaters, you know, things of that nature. I haven't really put too much thought into it. You just prepare to go win a game, and you deal with the conditions no matter what they are.
And then separately, I know last year it came up and it's come up again, but have you addressed player protests with your players? And how would you feel if one of them decided they wanted to protest during the anthem?
Yeah, you know, I'm very fortunate here and blessed. You know, I've got the future leaders of our country that I get the privilege to coach every day. And we absolutely talk about issues not only that are national in scope, but local and from the smallest things to the biggest things. And we've got open lines of communication in our program. I think, you know, yes, obviously I'm a college football coach, but I'm entrusted with the leadership position of 112 very special young men on our campus. And this is the college experience. And on every college campus, it has a different and unique heartbeat. And, we've definitely spoken about it as a team, as most recently as yesterday. You know, I pulled off Coach Dungy's halftime interviews, they played on the Sunday night game. One of the young men that was a part of, a peaceful protest to create change is Michael Thomas, who played at Stanford, but we recruited Michael and had the privilege to get to know him and his family. And, you know, what a special guy. And I allowed our guys to, you know, hear my thoughts. And then I had our staff step out of the room and gave our program, our guys, however long they needed to discuss things. And then I met with our leadership council yesterday around lunch and said, how was the meeting? Where do you guys want to go? And I fully support you, you know, and, you know, we're a team that's going to talk about issues. We're going to sometimes have to agree and disagree. And that's a great thing about our country, is we're allowed to have our own opinions as long as they're thoughtful and respectful. I'm going to support that with our guys. And I feel like we have a very close-knit football family here, and our guys are unified in what they want to do and how they want to support each other. But I think that's part of college, you know, learning and formulating who you are and how you can engage. And I'm very proud of how our guys engage here in our Evanston, Northwestern community and the Chicagoland community. They're awesome, and I'm very proud of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Jim Polzin, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Doing great, bud.
Last year's game against Wisconsin, I know one of your takeaways after that game was that you thought they made you a little too one-dimensional offensively. How important is it to get Justin and the rest of the running game going against this Wisconsin defense?
Well, you know, it's not just unique to Wisconsin. They're outstanding defensively, and Coach Leonard's doing a great job. I'm very impressed. I mean, they've had, you know, three coordinators in that amount in 3 years, and the scheme has, you know, stayed pretty much the same. It's been unique to the coordinator, but the guys, the players, have just done a terrific job, and it's been really impressive to watch them in the first 3 weeks. But it's no secret. I mean, you know, for us to have success, we've got to be able to run the football. You know, over my time here, when we've been able to establish the run and have balance, we've been successful more times than not. And, you know, Wisconsin creates unique problems. They're a double eagle, you know, defense that's going to plus one you in the box. Their secondary is very athletic, outstanding, and very experienced. And just very impressed with not only their front seven, but their back end with you know, how coordinated they are, how well they communicate, how well they execute, and how well they tackle.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Go Cats. Bye-bye.